Headed for the coast. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. That suspected Chinese spy balloon wafting over the U.S. Meteorologists tracking it say it could cross over the Carolina coastline and into the Atlantic sometime Saturday. The administration still being criticized for not taking it down. Montana's Governor Greg Gianforte upset that he wasn't warned in advance when the balloon was over his state.
When I got briefed, this slow-moving balloon was hundreds of miles into Montana. It had already flown near the Air Force Base and the ICBM silos. When I finally got informed, it was over our most populous city.
Governor Gianforte says if it were up to Montanans, the balloon would have been shot out of the sky as soon as it reached their airspace. The Pentagon says they are now tracking a second suspected Chinese balloon, this one over Latin America. China insists they are private weather balloons that drifted off course. President Biden still not talking about the balloons Friday, preferring to talk about jobs numbers.
On the heels of a positive January jobs report, President Joe Biden addressed members of the Democratic National Committee at their winter meeting in Philadelphia.
Strongest 2 years of growth in history by a long shot. 3.4% unemployment, the lowest in 54 years.
He also promised to build on the accomplishments of his first 2 years.
I intend to get it done, more done. So let me ask you a simple question. Are you with me?
The president heads to Camp David ahead of Tuesday's State of the Union address, then has planned trips to Wisconsin and Florida next week.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, a sixth Memphis police officer involved in the Tyree Nichols traffic stop, fired. The department says Officer Preston Hemphill improperly used his taser on Nichols during the first encounter. He was not present when five other officers caught up with Nichols and delivered a fatal beating. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A bitter cold snap is gripping the northeast U.S., the wind chill factor in the minus 40 range across the New England states. Unimaginable cold at New Hampshire's Mount Washington.
With these cold temperatures and extreme winds, the wind chill on Mount Washington has been below minus 100 for several hours now, with the coldest wind chill reading coming in at minus 108 degrees.
Meteorologist Eric Schroeder at the National Weather Service says the cold will be short-lived, however. It should start warming up by midday Saturday. The mayor of Austin, Texas, apologizing, says his city failed to communicate with its residents after a winter ice storm left thousands of people without power for days. Mayor Kirk Watson admits the situation is unacceptable.
Once again, the city hasn't delivered. This has been a persistent challenge over the past several years, and public frustration is absolutely warranted.
The mayor promises changes will be made. PowerOutage.us reports nearly 172,000 customers in Texas are still without power. California dropping its vaccine mandate for kids to attend school.
Governor Gavin Newsom originally announced in 2021 that all of California's nearly 7 million school children would need to be vaccinated against COVID. Since then, COVID's impact isn't as deadly as it once was, and the state's Department of Public Health confirmed it's backing off that requirement. But they did issue a statement Friday saying they still recommend COVID immunization. Just about all pandemic restrictions ordered by Newsom have already been lifted, and the state's coronavirus emergency declaration officially ends at the end of February. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Wall Street lower Friday. The Dow dropped 128 points. NASDAQ down 193. The S&P 500 closed 43 points lower. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.